Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week 16. And we've got our favorite little Sutton here. Hi, Sutton.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Who plays tonight?
Packers.
Packers. So what do you have to say? Okay, can you say goodbye to everyone?
Bye.
And we decided to bring the other little one to the microphone. So we've got Sutton with us. Sophie with us. Hi, Sophie. Are you pounding on the table?
Oh.
Yeah, you like squeezing the microphone? Yeah.
Can you say hi?
No. Can you say dada? Oh. Dada? Okay. We're going to have to go then.
Say bye-bye.
Say bye-bye. Good job. So you saw my two beautiful grandkids.
Yep.
I suppose they're your
my
two beautiful daughters. Good thing they don't look like you. So, starting off with, how'd we do? Are you in any playoffs?
I was, but then I lost last week, so
now, no, I meant,
like, actively? No.
No.
Like,
no.
In a position to win a championship? No.
No.
So now I'm hoping my two dynasty teams, I haven't checked to see where I ended up after last night, but kind of hoping that I lose now in both of those, so
yeah.
I get a little better pick.
I don't think you're losing in the one.
I don't think
you were,
so.
You were, I think you already...
I had JSN, I had Kyler, I had, you know...
Yeah, I think you're smoking
the
person who...
I've got Josh Jacobs and Jaden Reed tonight. Yeah.
And you were, it's funny because you were picked to lose that game.
Yep.
And then partway through the, I think after the Thursday and Saturday games, you were really picked to lose. And you came back.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, but I actually lost in my 32-year league 137 to 131.4. And realize that 115 is an excellent score.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of us put up what is the best game, I mean, the highest scoring game, and it wasn't even close to any other game this year.
Yeah.
And so I'm not in the playoffs anymore. So then what do? I follow it up with over 138 points this week in that league. So I would have easily walked into the championship
had I not
been playing that team last week.
Well, similar to Isaac and you and the Dynasty League we're in together.
So I'm in in the playoffs in two of my leagues.
Yep.
The one was my 5-9 team, which I was 4-0 and then went 1-9. For the remainder of the season, made the playoffs, won the first week handily, and then the guy I'm playing against has Jalen Hurts, who got injured. He had Drake London, who got injured.
Mm-hmm.
He had choices to make. So, and the stuff that I was reading, he had Chase Brown, and he had who was the other one that I mentioned to you? Chase Brown, and Josh Jacobs. Mm-hmm. And both of them were graded higher this week than the guy that he sat, which was JT. He still, I think, he also has the Green Bay defense, but he's down by 80, 81, 85 points.
Yep.
I think it's 160 something to 81 right now.
Yeah.
And even if we would have swapped the 16 for the 50, he'd still be getting his butt handed to him.
Yep.
But then, we're talking about in the Dynasty League that I won last year. And going in, I mean, so I've already lost CMC for the year.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Kamara's out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm literally running Chuba Hubbard. I am running Amir Abdullah, and I picked up Ty Johnson after last week's big week, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I am up by 24 points, and he's got Love going tonight in the cold with more than likely us running and yeah. continuing to run with Jacobs, and I've got Tucker Kraft. So more than likely, I'm going to pull it out.
Yeah.
More than likely. Far from a guarantee.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I'm definitely in the playoffs. But you sat there, and at the beginning of the week, once Kamara was out, mm-hmm. it was like 70% to 30% that I was going to win.
He had texted me probably like Tuesday or Wednesday last week, and he was like, it's the perfect time to play Oz, playing him at the right time, because Isaac's team is, like we were saying, he's done a really good job at turning that team around.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have given week is like the second best team in that league.
Right. He doesn't have a lot of depth.
Yeah.
But his core players are very good.
Yes.
He has done a great job of building it up.
Yep.
And, I'm getting lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where I was not lucky in my 32-year league, I'm getting lucky here.
That's fantasy.
I mean,
like I said, with my team in the Yahoo League, which I won this week, but, really I wasn't in the last place game, so it's kind of like, oh, whatever.
Right.
Now going into next week, I'll be in the consolation final, so it'll be for seventh place.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean,
But with a roster of Joe Burrow, AJ Brown, Nico Collins, Kyren, Bucky, Mark Andrews, and T. Higgins, I miss playoffs. Yeah, that's fantasy. Obviously, I didn't have AJ Brown or Nico for most of the season.
Right. Right.
But at that point I had Jamar Gibbs.
I've got both of those guys in that one that I went 5-9.
Yeah.
Because you're without
it's
players.
It's one of those, going into that last week, where I had to win to make playoffs, I was the third or fourth highest scoring team in the league, and I was in sixth place.
Yeah.
So, team doing bad when I need them to do good, and when I, don't need 150 points out of my team, they would put up 152, when I don't need it. So.
Yep. So, yeah. And by the way, we are doing this on a Monday night as opposed to a Tuesday night, because tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and people will be celebrating, especially us, and we won't have time to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. So it'll come out Tuesday morning, and hopefully people will be able to listen to it before
driving to Christmas.
I'll be driving. Oh, wait, I'm staying here. Maybe I can listen while I drive to church.
I'll listen for the 6 minutes it takes to get to your house from ours.
There you go. And I'll listen for the 8 minutes that it takes to get to church. But moving on, we've got our injuries, starting with the aforementioned Hurts. Mm-hmm. He got Hurts.
Yep.
Concussion. He's in protocol. Because it ended up they lost the game.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett was not horrible, but mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett is not Hurts.
Yeah. You lose the dual threat, of Jalen. It allows the defense to, even though Saquon was, he went absolutely nuclear, but that was in the first quarter. They had the stat up that he rushed for like 100 and something yards in the first half.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, at that point, he had like 9 rushes for like 11 yards, So I think that, the defense, their adjustment was, let's stop Saquon. Not going to be able to,
make Kenny Pickett beat us.
Make him beat us. I mean, it was nice for fantasy because A.J. Brown finally had, double-digit targets in a game.
Yeah. He did well in both of my two semis.
Yeah, Devonta Smith had that really bad drop that probably would have won them that game.
Yeah.
In the middle there, just right through his hands. But good on Washington for, continuing to fight and going in. And Jaden Daniels went crazy in that last couple minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So good game for him.
Yeah.
Probably rookie of the year.
Yeah, he should be. I mean, offensive honestly, rookie of the year. In my opinion, it's between him, I think he's the front runner, and then it should be Brian Thomas Jr. or Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
One of those two. For.
I mean, Caleb Williams has put up some massive numbers, but he's been inefficient. And there have been games that he disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you could say, well, you know, they don't win games either. I mean, granted, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. on the Jags, and then, you know, but what Brock Bowers is doing is historical. Yeah. You know, I mean.
And outside of in the first round of many drafts, rookie drafts, Brian Thomas is the highest scoring non-QB.
Yeah.
In fantasy football. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, he's been
really good. He fell to the 10th spot, right? To me.
Yeah.
Last year's champion decided to go out and get Brian Thomas Jr. Moving on, we've got James Conner, who was my pick of the week. He's week to week with a knee issue. And in the first half, he had a monster game going. Mm-hmm. I mean, he still had... I'm surprised he wasn't one of our studs because he was almost a stud, only playing partway into the third quarter. Yeah. Well over 100 yards rushing. He had like another 30 or 40 receiving. I think he had one of the touchdowns.
Yep.
It was going to be a monster game for him. So we'll have to see how he does. And otherwise, we'll have to see.
Well, Trey Benson was out this week as well. I think his was also a knee, if I
I believe you might be right. So it might be DeMarcado or...
Who, you know, I mean, and he's flashed every now and then. I mean, he ripped off a couple big runs earlier in a game this season. So, you know, that'd be one to... Especially if he's on your, you know, championship roster.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because the people that we're talking about, some of these guys are huge, huge parts of their offense.
Yeah.
And to lose them in week 16, it may have killed your chances to going to a championship. Or if you are lucky enough to make it through this level, it may make it so that you're not going to have a chance next week.
Yep.
Next up, we have Drake London, who is week to week with a hamstring. Hamstrings are always bad. So questionable as to whether... He'll be around for that.
Yeah, and I don't know what his stat line was, but obviously we had Penix, you know, what Drake London's stat line was, because we had Penix this week. But
well, he wasn't a dud, and Penix was.
Yeah. So
I mean, he only threw for 202 yards.
Yeah. So I mean, the Drake London one, you know, if he's out, you know, obviously that's going to boost Mooney.
Right.
You know, he seems to, you know, be open no matter what.
You'd think it would boost Kyle Pitts, but he had one target and one catch for 7 yards.
The other one where Penix threw it to him right at the goal line and it hit him in the hands, and as he turned, it popped up and he tipped it again and it landed right into the defender's lap. That was Penix's interception.
Gotcha.
They should be able to go through and like that should not have been a pick.
I know.
That's not his, like, unless it's a true overthrow or you didn't see the guy undercutting the route or anything. A tip like that. I mean, this one was truly all Kyle Pitts' fault.
Right.
I mean, it hit him perfectly in the hands, and he bobbled it, and it popped up, and the corner was there, or the safety, whoever over the top was able to get it.
Yep.
And yeah, so that one should not go on his stats record, in my opinion.
Right. The other one who isn't Olamide is Zaccheaus.
Yeah.
One of their receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So he could possibly...
No, he's on the Commanders.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
You
hear
the name and you picture him in not Ravens, the Falcons jersey because of the name. You just remember it because he's got the unique name, but he's on the
Commanders. Oh, was he on their team?
He was.
Oh, okay. Yes,
he was on the Falcons. Now he's on the Commanders.
Okay, that's why I'm kind of confused on that one. Next up, we've got Josh Allen, day-to-day with a throwing elbow issue. Hit it on a helmet or something when he was tackled in the third or fourth quarter. Yeah, fourth quarter, I think it was.
There was the quote I saw. He said after that, his hand went numb for a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you could tell on that one where they wanted to call pass interference, and I'm watching the ref, and the ref is looking at the play as you know, the guy is. I mean, he's not getting mauled, but he's getting kind of tackled after what should. And everyone's looking around to see where the ball was. Well, the ball was about 25 yards. To the middle of the field because it came off of that hand and he had no control over it. And they were on the sideline and it just fell. Yep. And you know, all of a sudden, that wasn't catchable. Yep. Well, obviously, because there it was nowhere near the receiver. So, but the look on the ref's face as he's looking around for where is the ball, and then it's way over to the middle. So that was pretty funny. I doubt he'll miss time.
But I mean,
he's still dealing with the left hand.
Yeah, issue. Because of that, he had a. I mean, for a Josh Allen.
He had a horrible game.
I mean, he was a dud, obviously, you know, coming up here talking about it, which that, you know, I feel like for a lot of rosters because of where you had to draft Josh Allen, similar to Hurts, you know. So, like, in the Yahoo League, the big matchup this week was Isaac and Nick. They're playing each other to go to the final.
Right.
The other guy who's in the final, his team is ridiculous. That's John, who's got Lamar, Saquon, Derrick Henry.
But George only one by 0.1 or something?
No, this was – so I showed you a different one. No, oh, okay. John won like 170 to – he's winning like 170 – something points to like 110 right now.
Oh, okay.
And James, who's John is playing, has Jordan Love going tonight. So it's like a 50-point game.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping that doesn't happen or I don't make it to the playoffs or the championship in the other one.
Yeah. So, but Isaac's fantasy quarterback is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Nick's fantasy quarterback is Josh Allen. Oh. So they kind of canceled each other out, you know, but. You know, so that
they got lucky, kind of,
yeah. They got lucky there that, you know, I mean, Isaac got super lucky that, you know, Josh Allen didn't put up 40 points, but then Nick also has James Cook, who had a very good game as well.
And almost made our studs.
Yeah, I mean, he had actually a kind of a monster game, you know. So,
of course, I was just playing against him. And
it's just funny that, you know, like I said, in that matchup, it was those two. You know, with those players, where if you were in any other matchup, that would have been devastating.
Yeah.
You know.
So, next up, we've got Kenneth Walker. Comes back from injury, and he's injured. He has an ankle injury. He's probably either day to day or week to week. I don't. You know.
I mean,
it doesn't hurt Seattle so much.
Yeah.
It hurts if you play a guy. You know, if you're a Kenneth Walker. Manager, owner, and you know you made it to the playoffs this far, and he comes in and has a great game. Well, he may not play next week.
It's like Bucky Irving. What was that? 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, where they're like, "Well, he's going to play." You know, he's limited all week, and then he's got 3 carries for 7 yards and 1 catch for 2, and then he was out the rest of the game. You know, that's.
And I think that was the week I was playing him.
Yeah, same. That was the week that I needed a win, and I was in, and I had Bucky in my flex. So,
Next up, the sad one, which is Tank Dell. Knee injury.
Disgusting.
It was dislocation of the knee or kneecap. Mm-hmm. It was torn ACL plus additional damage. Yeah. He'll be having surgery. He'll probably be out part or most of next year.
Yeah.
Kid can't catch a break.
End of, you know, towards the end of last year had the ankle, you know, from the hip drop, or he got rolled up on.
Ankle, broke his leg, broke the fibula.
It was at the bottom. Right. I mean, yes.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, I got rolled up on that one and then had to miss the rest of that season. And kind of a, not miracle, but, you know, I mean, he probably worked his ass off to make it back in time to start this season.
Right.
And then now you get this. And I mean, that one, it was gross. Yeah, there was a angle they showed where in the pants, it looked.
Yeah, almost, the knee was.
But there was one where he came back over and it looked like there was something sticking out of his leg.
Yeah, I think it was his knee.
It looked almost like the bone, like his thigh.
Oh, because I think it might have been the kneecap femur flipped up on the side, too.
It could have, but there was one from the side where it looked like it was above the knee, something poking like way out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel for him because, you know, you're talking, and I was texting a buddy of mine, and I'm like, you know, here's a second-year player, and he's already had two major injuries. You know, you look at the Tua's, the Chris Olave now,
with the
multiple concussions. You look at a Nick Chubb with multiple knee issues. You look at J.K. Dobbins.
Look at Jonathan Brooks already too.
College and then in the pros.
Non-contact where he tore it again.
Yeah, I mean, you got a feel for these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of it, I mean, broken bones will heal. The concussions scare me a lot more, obviously. You hate to see it. And you hate to see these poor guys who, I mean, you look at a Tank Dell. What round was he? Third round or something?
He might have even been later than that. I mean, he was coming out of like UAB or something.
Okay.
Like some, like,
Auburn?
No.
You said UAB. That like stands for
University
Auburn.
University of Alabama, Birmingham, or whatever
it is.
But like he came out of a real small, you know, college, you know, coming out. So to make it into the league, have the season that he did up to the point last year.
Right. But I'm thinking, you know, you're talking league minimum for these guys on these later round rookie contracts.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, yes, it's still pretty good money. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably what, $600,000 a year-ish, $595,000, $695,000, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still good money. But to think that in 2 years you've already had two major injuries and you're thinking about, do I want to keep rehabbing every time this happens? You made a little bit of money and you probably spent some of it because your expectation is, you know, I'm pretty good. Yeah. And he was good last year and he was good this year.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you
know, he's thinking contract coming up soon.
I mean, I'm going to make myself 15, 20, 25 million a year if I stay at this level.
Yeah. It was
and all of a sudden it's possibly gone.
Yeah. And you know, and you saw CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Best buddy.
Yeah. I said, that's my best friend. So, you know, hot trying to go back out and continue playing is.
Yeah. They couldn't even make difficult. the extra point.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy missed it. He was impacted by it and it just stinks.
Yeah.
Last up, we've got Justice Hill. He had a concussion. He's in the protocol. Too.
Did you see that? I did not see it. He broke a run. He was going up the sideline.
Maybe I did.
And the defender came in and hit him right in the middle of the thigh, hip thigh.
To the head?
No. Well, the defender hit him, you know, to tackle him.
Okay.
And he kind of almost like flipped up. And when he came down, he hit his head.
Oh.
But then he went. I mean, he was out limp.
Gotcha.
Like he came back up. He hit so hard, his body, the top half came up, and he was bent, and his arms were just like jello. Wow. It was pretty gross, to be honest.
And again, like we've said, you know, you look at some of the guys that have taken the hits. It's just sad.
I mean, you know, that one too was just kind of a, you know, quote unquote freak. Concussion because it was a pretty routine DB coming in, you know, between the hip and the knee to try and get him, you know, tackle him, you know, push him out of bounds, whatever. Pretty routine. You see it every single game multiple times. And it was just the way that he came up over the guy and then the way he hit.
Yeah.
You know, that, like I said, it was instant lights out that, you know, you could just tell.
Those are the ones that scare me the most. Yeah. I mean, any time that the guy seizes up and I mean, Hurts was at least with it and everything, but
when they finally got him up and he can't turn around.
Yeah. I mean, he was woozy. Like, yeah. He was a woozy. Yeah. But you looked at two of the last, you know, every time he gets one, it's like he's out cold and you see that. And was it the first one last year or the second one last year?
I think both of them had happened.
Yeah. And you see that and you think, what kind of major brain damage, not as in he's brain damaged. I mean, but yes. But the TBI, mm-hmm. you know, it scares me that impact. I mean, I get that all of the players, every time they're hit, there's still some impact, especially mm-hmm. the offensive linemen and yeah. everything. But those major blows where you knock a guy completely senseless, it's got to do so much damage to the brain mm-hmm. that repeated hits like that. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, you look at the potential for CTE and it's scary.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
So moving on, we've got our studs of the week. Start out with Jonathan Taylor. Plus 31.8 points. He had 0 catches on 0 targets. He had 29 rushes for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. And 2 of those were long touchdowns.
Yeah, he was getting close to a fourth as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I think that he was upset with what he did last week by dropping that ball just outside of the end zone.
That first long one that he had, there was the comment where he was going up through into the second level, and he still had, you know, he had that ball high and tight and, you know, kind of had the other one hovering. And that was the comment. So, oh, he's making sure he's not going to do the same thing again. And, you know,
it's interesting because there were a few touchdowns that I was watching guys running in that as soon as they got near the goal line, mm-hmm. they pulled that ball in tight so that no one could knock it away coming in and they weren't going to drop it.
Yeah, chain again, you know, we talked about it last week. It's just unacceptable. You can't ever do that. I mean, obviously, you know, the most, in my mind, the most famous one of all, you know, up until kind of, that, you know, the JT one mm-hmm. was the DeSean Jackson one where he did that.
Yep.
You know, the same thing, just toss it, you know.
I don't get it.
Change your celebration. Spike the ball. Guess what? You're going to hold on to that sucker until you stop running.
Right.
So you can spike it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or once you get in there, throw it up against the back wall.
Or like chuck a lot it into of guys. The stands.
That too, you know, just...
Give someone a $250 or $275 souvenir or whatever they cost these days. Yeah,
you know,
because it doesn't get... You don't get charged for it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's just change your celebrations. Don't... I never understood the just dropping it. You know?
Well, it's like we've said, you know, in any sport, you've got these guys that do outrageous things. And who is it that says, act like you've been there before?
I don't remember
who it is. Yeah. I mean, I joke about in softball, every time I strike someone out, should I be doing a big old fist pump and you know, dance around or something? No. You act like you've done this a million times, which I probably have,
I think you should institute the... it's from a show. I think you would actually find it funny. It's called is it Southbound and Down or Eastbound and Down?
Okay.
It's about this guy. The character's name's Kenny Powers, and he had this super short 15 minutes of fame as a MLB pitcher. And his thing was when he would strike you out, he'd go, "You're effing out," and like yell it. And that was his thing. I think you should do that.
"You're effing out."
I'll have to show you some clips from that show. I think.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
start doing that. Man, I think you know, but it's like, you know, I am not a power hitter, but I've hit my share of home runs. Do you think I ever, my first home run, I was still running. I was running around second base and the guy said, "That was a home run." And I said, "No." He goes, "Yeah, it left the yard." And I'm like, "Oh, I had just hit a line drive."
Weren't expecting it.
Right, yeah. Right. I hit a line drive. I thought it was going to be a double off the wall or something. Mm-hmm. And when they're telling me to keep going and I'm like, "What? Oh." Yeah. But, you know, you don't dance around. You don't act like, you know, you don't beat your chest. You don't flip the bat. You don't.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. So next up, we've got Jaden Daniels plus 16.86. You notice that there's almost a 16-point difference there, 15-point difference between mm-hmm. our top stud and our second stud. Jaden was 24 of 39 passing for 258 yards, 5 touchdowns. 2 interceptions, 9 rushes for 81 yards. Yeah. Gosh, did they win?
They did.
They did. Who did they knock off?
The Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, he was on fire. Yeah. He was doing everything right. The only thing he didn't do right was he didn't throw a touchdown to Ertz.
Yeah.
He threw him to Olamide Zaccheaus. Yeah. He had two of them, so.
Yeah, I mean, Daniels, you know, looking, obviously, you know, next week, if you're still in it, is the final week of the fantasy season. So, you know, looking into next year, I mean, he's going to be up there with Hurts and Allen and Lamar.
He will.
You know, he's going to be up there, you know, if you want him, fourth round, you know, fourth, fifth round, I think he's going to go. He might even go sooner than that if somebody's going to, you know, if they're going to take the shot.
Yeah.
You know, depends on what they do to get him, you know, another. I mean, granted, you know, so next on the list is Zacchaeus, you know, 5 of 8, 70, you know, 5 catches, 8 targets, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You know,
I mean, that's a blip, you know, that's a, you know, it's just a freak game, you know, for him. You know, obviously that's more of a McLaurin stat line this year.
Right.
And he didn't have that, but.
Well, McLaurin had at least one touchdown, or did he have 2?
I think he had 1.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
Jameson Crowder had 1.
Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those where, you know, the Commanders, you have McLaurin, Ertz is old for a tight end.
Hey,
but you've
no, he's not.
Yeah, he is. For a tight end, he's been in the league forever. No, he's like 32, 32.
36, I think he is. Oh, but geez. That's nothing compared to
Mercedes Lewis. Well, Mercedes Lewis just blocks. He's like a lineman, essentially. Oh, yeah. So,
you know, those guys can play forever.
Yeah.
As long as their knees are still in one piece. For
the Commanders, you know, you know, if they go out and find a good solid number 2,
yeah.
And then you've got Sinnott, however you pronounce his name. Ben Sinnott, the rookie tight end that they drafted this year.
Maybe they go after a T. Higgins.
That would be pretty good.
That'd be an interesting move.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Remember, you heard it here on Fantasy Wrap. Next up, we've got Chuba, plus 15.2, 4 catches on 5 targets for a massive 13 yards, 25 rushes, 152 yards, and 2 touchdowns. he is one of the reasons that.
Nuts in overtime, too.
Huh?
It was like everything in their overtime as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a big upset. Mm-hmm. He is one of the big reasons that I'm beating Isaac.
Yeah, well, he's one of the reasons that Isaac is looking like he's going to beat Nick in that Yahoo League, because he also had Chuba. So,
I guess,
what do you want? Which one would you rather win in?
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, there might be more money involved in the other one. This is a paltry $250, I think, right?
Ours, so 12-team league, it's a $50
buy-in. Oh, yeah, you're way more likely.
Third
you're
place welcome, gets Isaac. Their money back, so, yeah. So,
you're welcome, Isaac.
You know, it's like, which one? And I think because Isaac and Nick, they're the rivals in that league.
Yeah.
You know, we're all really good friends, obviously, like best friends since, you know.
Grade school,
growing up, you know, Brittany's in the league too, but, you know, so, but they've always butted heads.
Yeah.
So, and they're the most, I think they both are, they might be tied or one of them has one more title.
Gotcha.
Throughout the league history. So, you know, it's always a good matchup for those two. And their teams always seem to perform well. So, but yeah, you know, Isaac's team, like I said, him and I had traded AJ Brown and Chuba, or not Chuba, Gibbs. So I got Brown, he got Gibbs, and then Montgomery goes out.
Yeah.
So his running backs
Gibbs had a huge week.
Gibbs, Chase Brown, and Chuba Hubbard.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Isaac started 0-5.
Wow.
And he went on like a 9-game win streak. Then he dropped one, and then he's won the last 3 now or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, so you never know what can happen.
No, you know? Exactly. 5-9 team going to the championship.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure I'm making a lot of friends in that league after I won it last year going away because I mean, I was 400 points above the second place team in scoring last year and I was like 800 above the last place team. So, and this year I still was, even though I was 5-9, I was still one of the top 4 scoring teams.
Yep.
So last on our list of the studs is JJ. Plus 14.79, 10 catches on 13 targets, 144 yards and 2 TDs.
Yeah.
You know, so last week he had that ball that he dropped, dropped in the first half at about the 7-yard line that he would have just waltzed right into the end zone.
Yep.
That wins me last week's game in the 32-year league. and then I put up 138 this week, I would be in the championship.
Yeah.
So, JJ, you let me down. You let me down. And I, man, I love you, dude. And you let me down.
Yep.
So, our duds. Start out with Hurts. Hurts was injured. Minus 19.05. 1 of 4 passing, 11 yards. 3 rushes, 41 yards. And obviously the last rush was the last rush.
Yep.
So if he doesn't play, Kenny Pickett will be your potential pickup if you need a quarterback going into the championship. Lord, that's I hope tough. That. Yeah, Lord, find I hope. And Pickett was injured also.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure that Pickett can play. It may be Mitch Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd
be interesting, actually.
Yeah.
You're going to re-sign Nick Foles off the street?
Possibly. I heard that they might. They're actually considering it. Next up, we've got Josh Allen, minus 14.21, 16 of 29 for 154 yards, a touchdown and an interception, 6 rushes for 30 yards. Yeah. Broke a streak of, what was it, 5 or 6 games with a rushing touchdown?
Yeah, something like that.
And 2 weeks in a row of 5-plus touchdowns responsible for?
Yeah.
5-plus?
Yeah, that's a crazy,
yeah.
crazy stat or streak stat, this, whatever you want to call it.
This definitely, I mean, I don't want to say he's out of the running, but it certainly brought him back to what the other guys
I
are
think
doing.
I think Lamar jumped in.
What about Saquon?
If Saquon as well. I mean, those three are so close.
Yeah, if Saquon breaks the record,
yes, he will be the MVP.
He has to be the MVP. Yes. And he's got 256 yards to go over the next 2 weeks.
I think he gets it easy.
That's 128 and 128.
Yeah, I think he gets it.
Right?
I truly do. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean if that happens, I can't see how you cannot give it to what will be considered the greatest rushing season ever. However, it is 17 games.
Also, well, if you look at college, Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State,
yep.
was how many? He was like 200 yards away from, was it, who's the record holder in yards? Is it Barry or was it Emmett?
In college?
In college, yeah. For no. rush yards.
No. In one season?
Yes, in one season.
I don't know, but.
I think it was, I want to say it was Barry.
Maybe it was. Yeah. I thought that had been broken.
The single game rush had been because
I thought it was by a Badger.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon had the highest.
No, I'm saying
for the season.
I thought so.
Oh, yeah.
But the interesting thing is that the numbers that Giante put up are the same as almost identical to I think it was it Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor, yeah.
And during
they,
one of
and,
his...
And they lost, yeah, when he didn't win the Heisman that year.
Yeah, and yeah. they're throwing a fit because Giante didn't, and they didn't throw a fit because Taylor didn't. Well, and Taylor actually had more receiving yards, more receiving touchdowns. They had the same number of rushing touchdowns. Well, they had
The thing with Jeanty was in most of those games, they were winning by so much. They were like 3 or 4 games where he only played 2 quarters.
Yeah, but that was the same with Badger players too. They constantly did that.
Yeah.
I mean back when we had running backs that were running for 2,700 yards or whatever it is in a year, that's what would happen. You know, these guys would get everything in the first half or first, you know, by the first or second series in the second half, and they were out of the game. And you're sitting there going, run it.
I was like, was that Melvin against Nebraska years ago where he had like 400 something rush yards, you know, but that one was all game because Nebraska actually kind of hung in at least for a little bit, and then Melvin took over, but so
moving on, we have Michael Penix -10.45. he was 18 of 27 for 202 yards and an interception, 4 rushes, 3 yards.
Like I said, pick wasn't his fault.
No.
I think he actually looked pretty good for it being his first game. And, you know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him, too, because it's come out, Schefter reported it, that the Falcons are expected to cut Kirk before his roster bonus comes in.
10 million
or something, by March. So
yeah, probably by the new season, March 2nd or 3rd.
Yep. So Penix is all signs point to him being the starter. And with, you know, the head scratching, you know, that happened when they selected him at, was it 9?
8, 9,
something like that.
Wasn't Nick's 9? Penix 8? I don't know.
Yeah, but yes, you know, a lot earlier and, you know, to you're like, oh, you got Kirk Cousins, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, ended up, if it works out, you know, it'll be one of those moves that you're like.
Okay. Big waste of money.
Well, yes, but.
I mean, you know, because 100 mil was guaranteed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Somebody said they need to put Kirk Cousins' agent in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kirk Cousins is
so much money.
Kirk Cousins is sitting here smiling.
Slightly above quarter average, above, you know.
I think he's still
a
good quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, I think, you know, slightly above average. So are you saying he's a top 16? I mean, through his career, has he been a top 16? Fantasy-wise, he has.
In the season? Every individual season, top 16 quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But aside from the one he's been hurt, but,
you know. But otherwise, he's been, he's better than average.
Yeah.
I mean, for a professional quarterback.
He puts up a lot of yardage. He's kind of like Geno Smith, where he puts up a, you know, buttload of yardage.
Yeah, and he has a lot of touchdowns, and he wins a lot. You know, he's won a lot of games, and he was really good in Minnesota.
It was Monday night.
Yeah,
well, it was prime time, wasn't? Yeah. Didn't he have? He was like
0-10 or something
in prime time. Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Brian Robinson -10 points, 2 catches on 3 targets for 17 yards. 10 rushes, 24 yards. So you touched the ball 12 times, saw 13 targets, and had 41 yards. Not good.
Yeah. I mean, Philly's defense is good. I mean, you know, their rush defense is really good. Their, you know, that front line is good. You know, really good. Obviously, you got Jalen Carter. That guy's a monster. And, you know, so I was watching Red Zone for a while, and, you know, every time they turn to a different game, there seemed to be some sort of fight going on. There was a lot of fighting, like, because on the Penix, on the Kyle Pitts causing the interception one, at the end of that, there's a big shoving match, and then they flip to the Eagles game, and there's Jalen Carter in the middle, and there's a big, you know, scrum going on. Yeah. And then the next game they flipped to, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
There was another fight.
It seemed like there were some good matchups for hatred.
Yeah.
Where the teams didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw that quite a bit.
Yeah.
There was some civil unrest during those games.
There's a clip that I saw before we came over. Dan Campbell was given his post-game speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Commanders ended up winning. And you could hear from the locker room.
Yeah,
everybody going nuts because the Eagles lost.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the season ends. I mean, Detroit's got a tough schedule. Minnesota has a tough schedule. I think the easiest schedule is Philadelphia's. They play the Giants in Dallas. However, Dallas played well yesterday.
Yep. Giants
will Giants be not
easy.
So much.
Yeah, Giants will be easy. And then, yeah, Dallas could end up being maybe a tough game. Cooper Rush has actually been pretty good.
And Aubrey is the king of kickers.
Yeah.
It was funny because during our draft, you know, someone went and took
Tucker. Yep.
And everyone's like, oh, I can see there's going to be a rush on kickers. And I said, you know, I had been joking with my buddy, you know, I'm not taking one till the 10th or 12th round or maybe the last round or whatever. And all of a sudden I said, I'll take Brandon Aubrey. And he's like, I thought you weren't taking a kicker. I said, you know what? This late, I'm taking the best kicker.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he had him last year. So he knew exactly what I was getting. He's like, yeah, that's a good pick there.
Yeah.
And Aubrey pretty much won me weeks with the way he kicks. And our point, the way we do it is anything 55 yards or longer is 10 points, which I think we might have to adjust to 60 plus for 10 points. Because there are 60 plus yard kicks, and we don't expect. I mean, yesterday he put up 33 points as a kicker because he had 2 58-yard kicks.
Yeah.
He had another 50-some yard, a lower 50-yard kick, a 49-yard kick, The guy made 6 field goals.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And puts up 33 points. Yeah. I mean, in our league, 33 points on average is more than a third of what is scored on average. On average, a weekly score is probably 85 to 95 points. So the fact that he put up a third of 100 or a third of 99, that is more than most teams score in a week.
Yeah,
it's crazy. last on our list is Matt Stafford, minus 8.8. He was 14 of 19 passing for 110 yards, one touchdown, one interception, 3 rushes for minus 4 yards, obviously. Just
kneeled it out to seal the game. Yeah.
But,
Bad. I mean, you get this rant, you know, this Stafford that'll show up, and then next week he can, you know, throw for 320 and 3.
Right. You know? But unfortunately, if you had Puka or Cooper, you didn't do well.
Yeah. I mean, I think they both were, like, maybe met projections or just under a little bit. They were still, I mean, maybe Puka was all right.
But you couldn't have had, maybe in PPR,
yes.
But in standard,
well, yeah,
I mean, standard, you're talking 110 yards across whoever else they had.
Well, you don't have to worry about Kyren catching passes. He only caught one for like 7 yards because Stafford refuses to look down.
Well, that leaves 103 yards for whoever else was left. Yeah. So that's barely 40, 50 yards apiece. 4 or 5 points. Wow, that ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
And you were in the semis and you're expecting, you know, 12, 15 points out of them.
Get PPR. It wasn't PPR.
Yeah, Puka had a lot of short catches.
Helps because you get that little bit of cushion.
Yep.
Whereas, standard scoring, absolutely horrible. But PPR, it didn't kill you, but also, you know, doesn't help you win necessarily.
Right.
But, yeah.
Moving on to our waiver wire, I threw out Jamison Crowder. He outperformed, and I just, with Drake London, wrong team. Crowder.
Is he on the Commanders?
Commanders.
Yeah.
Any injuries, or did he was just going that
I
way?
I think he just had a good game.
must have been.
Jaden Daniels threw for, the 258 and 5, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he had a touchdown and some decent yardage, so, I mean, if you're really hurting. Yeah. Hopefully, if you made it to the championship, you're not in need of him. Tajay Spears.
Yeah, 2 weeks now, 2 touchdowns in both weeks. This week, they were both rushing touchdowns, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Last week was 1 rushing and then 1 receiving. He had a really good receiving game last week.
And how did Pollard do this week?
Not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with last week. Not that great.
It's hard to, you know. If you need someone.
If Pollard's going to be there next year or not.
Right.
You know, because they had been talking about after the bye they were going to get Spears more involved. But then he kept getting injured and, you know, he was banged up and wasn't fully healthy. And now it seems like he's fully healthy and back-to-back weeks PPR. Because I picked him up as a handcuff to Pollard because I had Bucky who was also hurt and then Pollard was hurt. So I'm like, oh, I'll pick up Spears. So last week was like 27, almost 28 PPR fantasy points. And then this week was like 21.
Nice.
So, you know, back-to-back weeks, it's something you got to pay attention to. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we've talked about it depending upon how deep your league is. Yeah. And, you know, in a 16-team, 2 running back league, he was never available. Yeah.
And I think it depends on who's going to be the quarterback because obviously Levis was
horrible.
He got benched. He wasn't injured or anything.
Well, he's not on our injury list, so I think he got benched for his poor play.
If it's Mason Rudolph, which I believe it was also somewhat last week as well, he checks it down a little bit more. You know, he looks for that, whereas Levis will just
look. Well, Levis has a big arm.
Yes, that's true.
But, so he's going to throw it.
Yeah, so, you know, you get a little more of those check downs. That's why, Spears was involved a lot last week with the, with the passing and stuff. So.
Yep. Next up, we've got Kayshon Booty.
Well, that was a really nice throw and catch on the touchdown that he had from Drake May. So
yeah, May has been looking his way a lot, and that was against Buffalo.
Yeah,
I mean they actually looked pretty good against what everyone was saying. Well, you know this is probably the best team in the NFL. Sure. you know, they were saying the same thing about Philadelphia, and then they got beat by Washington.
Yep.
You know, I still look at it as any given Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've ever seen the movie or heard of it, any given Sunday means on any given Sunday, any team can beat another team.
Yep.
Whether it's injuries, whether it's just, I mean, New England was out to a 14-0 lead.
Yeah.
And looked like they could just walk all over them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
Ramondre Stevenson was running well.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, obviously Butte is, or Booty, or how do you say
I
his
think
name?
It's Keyshawn Butte, I think, Butte. Is the way they pronounce it.
You got a nice Butte.
Thanks.
Yeah. Next up, Audric Estime. Why you not? Don't like him.
I don't like any of the Broncos running backs. I just, none of them are, you know, with Javonte, you know, everybody was like, well, it's the, you know, he had the full season last year back from the knee. This is the second year. Typically the second year back is the year that you get back to kind of what you were.
Yeah.
And before that, he was, you know, before the knee injury, was pretty good. You know, a pleasant surprise,
yeah.
I guess, because I believe that was his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pleasant surprise, and then obviously the knee, and then, you know, whatever last year was bad or had missed, I can't remember, and then now this year, you know, had like three good weeks. You know, he had one real good week a couple weeks back. But I'm not a fan of any of the Broncos running backs. I mean, Estime's a big guy, you know. You know, he's got the build that he could be a workhorse, but they keep flipping between the two of them and then mix in some of the McLaughlin Jaleel.
Well, McLaughlin, but he didn't play this past week. It was another guy.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was.
You know, they're doing the trying to find the hot hand, but all of them are lukewarm at best.
They don't have Haskins, do they? Hassan Haskins?
No, he's on the Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but yeah, it was so, a third back.
They're trying all of this stuff, and, you know, I mean, I guess if the matchup's good this week, I don't know what their matchup is. I mean,
yeah,
if
I don't
you're
know.
Absolutely hurting, you know, for it, you can take a shot, but it's just one of those teams that, like I said, it could be any three of them that, you know,
yep,
has a, basically you just want whichever one might score a touchdown.
Right.
You know, so that's why I'm not a fan of the Denver backfield.
Yep. Yep. Last up is Pickett. Oh, I was going to mention before that, you know, you look at these players like, who was their running back? Denver's the regular one.
Javonte. Yeah.
And a couple of, last year I was trying to trade, or 2 years ago, I was trying to trade for Williams. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how, you know, now his value is very low.
Yes.
Comparatively. Pitts, when I drafted him, he was a stud.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I could even trade him right now. And it's funny because we talked about how he could benefit from the fact that Kirk Cousins was going to be there, yada, 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 and he's horrible.
Yeah, I think
unplayable.
Yeah, I think the only way that you would gain some of that value back is if he were to be traded in the offseason and somebody other than yourself goes, that's a good landing spot.
Yeah.
Let's give it a try.
Yep.
That's about it. Other than that,
he has a big year somewhere.
Yes.
Then he rebuilds value. Yeah. But and I'm not going to drop him at this point because our rosters are deep enough.
Yeah.
But you sit there and you look at some of these guys and you say, this dude is an absolute stud. I mean, Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he going to be in 2 years? It's so hard to gauge because something happens to a guy. J.K. Dobbins.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Dobbins, two times, the knee, blah, blah, blah. Do you trust any Nick Chubb, you know?
Yeah, those ones are tough. I mean, like for Dobbins, it's been so many of them that I don't, you know, I would be surprised if the Chargers brought him back in.
Right.
You know,
well, Nick Chubb, you can't.
You know, that one is, you know, because he's kind of, that's a lot of miles on that,
yeah,
on that body.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the Browns being
and it's where a broken leg,
at,
right?
Yeah, something like that. You know, and the Browns being where they're at as an organization, as a team, you know, probably going to be trotting Deshaun Watson back out again next season. Wow. You know, yeah, it's just those. You know, Chubb, I think, is going to be better served for himself if he goes somewhere and he's, you know, the number two running back somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, going forward, not in Cleveland, but
yeah. It's just and that's the thing. You look at these players and you think, oh, I've got a guy, and you know, I had offers on Pitts, mm-hmm, that were really, I mean, in hindsight, they were really good offers.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but they weren't really good offers because
he had 1,000 yards, you know, no touchdowns his rookie year.
I don't remember
if he scored.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's three. I mean, this is his fourth year, right?
Yeah, but he's also only, what, 24?
Yeah, yeah.
25.
I get that.
You know, I mean, he's still pretty young, you know. Yeah. But yes, yeah. You know, but yeah, it's one of those because coming out of college, like the highest graded tight end prospect ever. You know, athleticism off the chart. The production at Florida was there.
Yep.
Looked like you can't miss.
Right.
You know, and, you know, first year, was you didn't miss.
Right.
But then second year, you're like, ooh.
And you're sitting here looking at Zach Ertz, mm-hmm, and you're saying, Zach Ertz is an old man, but he outperforms Pitts on a weekly basis. Week,
yeah. That Ertz has actually been pretty.
Yeah.
I played him many weeks when the whole Mark Andrews, you know, beginning of the season was going on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a crapshoot,
mm-hmm,
and the guys that you think are going to be studs sometimes turn into nothing,
yeah,
and the guys that you don't expect to do well turn into studs, and I mean, and then you've got your JJs,
mm-hmm,
you know, who's been a stud since he's been out there, or Jamar Chase.
I mean, look at like from Chuba Hubbard this year, you know, I mean,
yeah,
for Dynasty, if you had him or if he was somehow out on waivers, I mean, he had had those good weeks last year and then missed some time and then finished the year strong, well, you know,
and
now all of a sudden you're looking, they just gave him a 2-year extension this year. And I mean,
and
unluckily, you know, unfortunately Brooks with the ACL is, you know, if they were smart, if they're going to, you know, continue to try and develop him, he's going to sit all next season. If I was the Panthers, I would have him sit the entire year. You know, so you got another full year of Chuba being the number one.
Well, there, and that's the funny thing is that, so I had CMC,
mm-hmm,
and he was on Carolina,
mm-hmm,
yep, and he got traded, and I picked up Chuba.
Yep.
In our dynasty.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there going, well, he's obviously the guy. And other people were saying, well, no, it was going to be
Miles Sanders.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to run with Chuba.
Yep.
It doesn't matter to me. And you know, it turned out that now I've got CMC and Chuba. And mm-hmm, I mean, I'm in the championship with, or potentially in the championship without CMC and without
Kamara. Yeah.
So
it's fantasy football.
Yep. Our last one, as I was mentioning, was Pickett.
Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, lots of question marks. Yeah. There are actually three physical question marks after his name on the sheet of paper.
Yep.
Because I don't know who would want to pick him up.
Yeah,
there are probably
elsewhere.
Yeah. There are probably other ones, unless you're in a 16 team league.
Yes.
Where people have, you know, hoarded, or in a dynasty league where people have hoarded players, I don't know why you'd possibly want to play him.
Yeah, yeah. Unless he was like a full go and Hurts was out.
And it's a decent matchup.
Yes, because, I mean, like I said, he came out. A.J. Brown ended up with like 15 targets. Devonta Smith ended up with a bunch of targets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, A.J. Brown scored a touchdown.
Yep.
You know, I mean, and that was from Pickett. That wasn't from Hurts, too. So,
yeah, I know because I was hoping he was going to score. Had him in both leagues.
I know. Once I saw Hurts was out, I was like, ah, crap.
Yeah,
here was A.J.
Yep.
Brown right down the gutter.
Yep.
But ended up having a pretty nice game.
Right, so. Right. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. Next week we will, or excuse me, Friday we will do our regular
mm-hmm.
show, and then we will probably do a follow up the following Tuesday, and that will be it for the season. Mm-hmm. I am completely against leagues that go with championship game in week 18.
Yeah.
So I refuse to do a show for those people. Leagues. Yeah. Like I said, it's like having one of the playoff weeks during the bye week.
Yeah.
It never should happen. Mm-hmm. And the last week of the season, when teams are not going to be playing certain players if they've already gotten. I mean, you mean to tell me does Kansas City? No, they haven't got the first round bye wrapped up yet. So let's say they wrap it up this coming week with a win.
Yeah.
You think they're going to play their stars?
Yeah.
No. They're going to try and roll into they'll give them a 2 week hiatus.
Carson Wentz out there.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to have anyone injured because, you're trying to make it an honest game. No, people don't make it an honest game. Yep. And you can't draft looking ahead to know which team is going to be having a bye or which team isn't going to make a move plus or minus in the playoffs, either up or down in the ranking, where they're going to play. Why are they going to play all of their good players? They aren't. So, week 18 is a joke to me in the sense that, so many teams don't play their players and you can't have fantasy football that weekend.
Yep.
It's just the way it is.
I agree.
So until then, hopefully you enjoy some football on Christmas Day.
On Netflix.
Hopefully they have that solved because they had what did they have on?
The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight.
And that was a
disaster.
So hopefully they figured something out related to that.
I had it on Amazon. I don't know what Amazon's got going over there, but whenever, because they're the Thursday night games they do, right? I don't know what it is. Their picture is like perfect.
Yeah, but
I like it.
You ever notice, are they the ones, though, that I think they're the ones that their sound is horrible? It's
maybe
almost
it
like
could be their sound, it's, but their,
it's almost
their video
like,
is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. But their sound, it seems like you have more crowd noise and you can barely pick up on the announcers actually doing the game.
Yeah.
And then you've got who does Monday Night Football?
ESPN.
ESPN? ESPN. I'm trying to think because they constantly have these breaks in audio where for about 2 or 3 seconds, dead air.
Oh, I guess I've never noticed.
It makes me happy because Dumb and Dumber are doing the game. But you sit there and you wonder, you guys, all of this money that is spent to show, and you have gaps. All of a sudden, it'll just go silent. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, someone must have dropped an F-bomb or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, it happens just routinely through the broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to a buddy of mine, and I said, hey, did you lose the sound for a couple seconds? Yeah. And I'm like, I wonder what that is.
Guess I've never noticed.
Yeah. Pay attention tonight when you watch the Packers.
All right.
So that's all we've got for this week.
Yep.
I am Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
Bye.